Before the chairlifts start turning, the Aspen Skiing Company is providing a glimpse of how the upcoming season is shaping up. Company executives talked about the business outlook and efforts to combat climate change during a presentation to the Pitkin County Commissioners Tuesday. Aspen Skiing Company President and CEO Mike Kaplan began the hour-long presentation with a weather forecast.
I prefer to go with the most optimistic forecast generally, and that one came from AccuWeather. 200% of average in November, 200% of average in December, just average in January, and then above average spring, so sounds good to me.
The discussion quickly turned less cheerful, with Kaplan detailing financial challenges facing visitors. Early bookings are slower than last year, airfares are high, and the U.S. dollar is strong.
So what we're seeing is the cost of a vacation for international visitors has gone up, and we all know how important the international visitor is to this community.
International visits make up 30% of the company's annual revenue. Another challenge is climate change. The company reports Aspen experiences 1 month less of frost-free days than it did 30 years ago. Still, SkiCo Vice President of Sustainability Auden Schindler says,
you know, long-term models of Aspen say if anyone's going to be okay in a climate-changed world, we will be. So in the mid to short to midterm, I'm not worried about snow affecting our economy, but it's a problem we've got to solve over the long term.
To get guests talking about it, the company will distribute cards in places like hotels that give information about climate change and suggest how to act.
And you see on it, it says, call your congressperson, call Scott Tipton, because Scott Tipton is not hearing from constituents that they care about climate.
Also this winter, every SkiCo employee uniform has a Protect Our Winters logo on it. The group, also called POW, is a climate advocacy organization. Company officials also brought attention to the importance of improving resort infrastructure, like the airport. The county is working on a runway reconfiguration that would accommodate the next generation of commercial planes. David Perry is vice president of the SkiCo.
We all know this is about the future of regional jets and commercial service into this community. That is what it's all about. And one of the things that came up, of course, in which people don't necessarily understand, that less than 2% of the visitors here come on private aircraft or GA aircraft. Really, 99% come on our commercial service or drive.
The commissioners thank the company for continued efforts to bring in tourists and for partnering on things like housing and messaging around climate change. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.